Good morning. My name is Pamela, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Grupo Argos First Quarter 2013 Earnings Results Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Now we'll turn the call over to Jose Alberto Vélez. You may begin.
Good morning. This is Jose Vélez, President of Grupo Argos. We appreciate your participation in this call, where we will discuss the results of Grupo Argos for the first quarter of 2013. With me, I have Ricardo Sierra, CFO, and Nicolas Valencia, Director of Investor Relations of this organization. In this teleconference, we will analyze the main financial figures of the report that was sent to you yesterday, and we will share with you the relevant facts and information of the Grupo Argos business. At the end of the call, we will assign some time to answer your questions. This teleconference is being translated simultaneously into English. However, I would like to remind you that all of our communication, as well as the report of the results, relevant information, and presentations are published in Spanish and English in our investors portal on our webpage, www.grupoargos.com. In this same webpage, we have made available to you the presentation that we will follow during our teleconference. To download it, go to Financial Information section, and then to the Report section, you will find a file, a first quarter called Presentation 1T 2013. The first quarter of the year shows a positive balance for Grupo Argos. Its mature cement and energy continue to show good results. On the other hand, the port, real estate, and coal business continue to advance in its growth and consolidation. Last March 20th, we celebrated in Medellin the ordinary meeting of the of Grupo Argos General Assembly, with a participation of more than 80% of the capital paid and in circulation of the company. Considering the board and due to the profiles and experiences, it was ratified by the board. I would also highlight that Dr. Esteban Giraldo, Guillermo Haynes, Mario Scarpeta, Ana Cristina Arlago, and Rosario Cordova accredited during certification the compliance of the requirements to be considered as independent members, showing it facing the company as well as the functions. This indicates that 5 of the 7 of the board members meet the requirements to be required to be independent. Additionally, continuing with the tradition of the corporation business, the assembly approved more than legal means percentage of the independent members that were integrated in the board. That board will be conformed 50% independent or third parties. The ordinary assembly meetings will be done with 20 days instead of 15 that is required by law. In the financial results, in the slides 3 and 7, you can see the most relevant of the consolidated results and the graphs of the behavior of the income, EBITDA, and net profit. In the first quarter of 2013, Grupo Argos income in a consolidated, they're above 1.7 million pesos, a 10% growth compared to the first quarter of 2012. The consolidated EBIT of Grupo Argos total 517 billion pesos for a 15% growth. On the other hand, the EBITDA margin was placed at 29%. It grows 125 basic points compared to the same period of 2012. The consolidated net profit of the company rose to 115 billion pesos. This amount is not comparable with the profit of 223 billion pesos in the same quarter of 2012. Since that during that period, non-current extraordinary income was generated in Cementos Argos for 193 billion pesos. due to the disinvestment of the non-strategic portfolio. If this is excluded, the net profit increases by 38%, going from 83 billion pesos to 115 billion pesos. In slide number 8, we can see the general consolidated balance at the closing of 2012. The assets increased to 26.9 billion pesos, and they don't have a significant variation compared to December 2012. During this same year, the liabilities totaled 9.1 billion pesos. The capital totals 13 billion pesos for an increase of 2%. Before we talk about the individual financial results, it is important to remind you that along with the results report and the presentation, a detailed explanation has been sent to you, which will analyze the holding in depth. The information sent has an explanation of the assets up to March 2013 versus 2012, and it explains the detail of the dividend account and participations, income by participation method, and assets by investment sales. On the other hand, in the same document, an analysis of the operational expenses and the participation method account is done. This allows you to understand the dynamic of our financial statements as holdings. In slide number 9, you can see the individual financial statements. The income of Grupo Argos totaled 151 billion pesos and decreased by 40%. However, if we exclude the non-recurrent of 2012, we have an increase of 19%. On the other hand, OEBITDA was placed at 131 million, decreasing 145%. If we exclude the non-recurrent, this grows 26%. Lastly, the net profit adds to 151 billion, And lastly, the net profit goes to 150 billion. It is not comparable with the net profit of the quarter of the previous year for 223 billion pesos. The profits grew at 38%, as we mentioned. In the next slide, we can see the main amounts of the individual general balance of Grupo Argos. The individual assets total 16 billion, decreased 1% in pesos compared to December 2012. The liabilities totals 1.1 billion pesos, a 14% decrease to date, 2013. The capital totals 14.2 billion pesos by a 1% increase. Let us go to the cement business results in slides 11 and 13. In the first quarter of the year, Argos showed increased operational amounts in most of the markets, closing the first quarter with very positive results. The increase is highlighted in margin EBITDA, which went from 18% to 21%. Results generated by improvements in the processes of the company and product marketing of greater added value. In regional Colombia, we highlight the operational excellence strategy in the regional. This one reached savings in the production and logistic costs, improvement in the reliability factor of the ovens, reductions in the consumption of clinker by the increase in the use of additions for the production of cement, reductions in the consumption of energy, and finally, better price negotiations of the commodities. In the United States region, we highlight the improvement in prices in the month of February, the shutting down of both cement plants in Roberta, Alabama, and Harleyville, South Carolina, to do major maintenance, which will allow us not to have to have the shutting down during spring and summer. This situation requires monitoring, maintenance, cargo, and indirect costs. On the other hand, the Caribbean regional operations in Panama and the rest of the countries continue to show an encouraging dynamic supported by major income and cost stabilization of the operations, which allows the regional to reach greater margins of profitability. As far as the financial amounts, the company marketed during the first quarter of 2012 2.1 million cubic meters of concrete, which shows a 4% growth and 2.6 million of metric tons of cement and clinker, growing 1% compared to the same year, 2012. In this way, Cementos Argo recorded a consolidated operational income above 1 billion pesos, growing by 4% compared to the same quarter of 2012. The consolidated EBITDA adds 232 billion pesos and shows a 19.5% increase compared to the same period of 2012. Lastly, the net profit is at 53 billion pesos, and it is not comparable with the profit of 202 billion pesos of the same period of 2012, since during that period, non-current extraordinary profit was generated for 193 billion pesos.
Let's go now to the – we are doing the placement of shares. So at this phone conference, we're going to give you additional details, or we cannot give you additional details or opinions on that because of the divestiture process that we are doing for our shareholders and to for the strategic plans. Let's go to the results for the energy results in numbers 15 and 16. During the most relevant portions for Celsia, we have investment and expansion for 2013. This consists an investment of approximately 570 billion pesos in the new centrals, generation centrals, as in the expansion of the distribution net of EPSA and CETSA, and the increase of the trustability or confidence in the existing infrastructure. The development of the plan execution of growth, the company advances in the designs of Porvenir 2 and the licensure, the environmental licensure and in the influence zones, getting 70% of the design's detail as work were as the plan done. About the projects in EPSA, Cucuana is 55 megawatts, which is 49% in advance of construction in March of 2013. And it has an investment of 111 billion pesos compared with a total of 212 billion pesos. In the distribution business, EPSA launched the substation of Palma Seca, which is in Palmira, in which there was an investment of 8 billion pesos. This substation will allow the demand for that industrial sector and will increase the electrical system in Valle del Cauca. Going to the financial services, generated energy for Celsius during the first quarter of 2013 got to 1.616 gigawatts per hour, which is 10.7% of total production for the national system, SIN. The operational income was 589 billion pesos, which is an increase of 13% against the income for the same year, for the same period last year. And the consolidated EBITDA was close to 211 billion pesos, which is in line with what was reported in 2012. The EBITDA margin was 36%. The net profit was 48 billion. These net result is better from which is comparable to last year. Celsia has had financial investments which will allow it to cover its risk for this. We think that this group is going to be very profitable in the future. We remind you that the results can be found in your in the respective web pages. I'm sorry. Let's go to the ports. 17 and 19 are the slides. The real estate business has a new brand, Ubita, and so we have the internal launching of the brand in different events, and we've known about this. We have reaffirmed the both lines, land urbanization and the transform of raw land into useful land with a portfolio of real estate, corporate real estate, and industrial. And the urbanization line, we continue to go forward in the launching of a general system to continue the development in Rio Mar and the Barranquilla. This instrument, urbanization, is is going to give us 250 hectares to the north of the city to be able to comply with the demand for housing. On the other side, we should say that in 2013, we began to receive the first income because of rentals. For this year, we have 8 billion pesos for rents. These are generated principally or mainly by rentals of offices and land in Barranquilla. Going to the, in the first quarter, we got to 4,500 billion pesos, going up by 34% against the same period last year. The EBITDA is less than 3,000, less than 3 billion, I'm sorry. And minus 3 billion against the 916 million against last year. This reduction is a payment of is due to several factors, including payment of taxes. This is not a representative because we are finishing the divestiture process, which has affected the business. We note that the dynamic business continues in a positive area, and we hope to manage to be within established goals by the end of the year. Let's go to the ports. It is 2023. The development of the corporative strategy of Compass can be seen in the first quarter and operational commercial agreements with the terminals in SCC, in Cementos Argos in Houston, United States, and Bahía Las Minas in Panama. These are an important step in the internationalization of the organization. These agreements we have as operators for terminals to receive third-party loads. These are logistical positions that are very important in our commercial chain of business. The same way, it is good to say that the beginning of the terminal on Compass in Tolú, which was rehabilitated in March through the DIAN as a deposit, international deposit, with a $12 million in the first stage. This is going to be a very important port and a good alternative for commercial foreign commerce. On the other side, Compass, in their strategic with Abocol and Chilena Sam, started commercial operations in the port of Buena Vista and the Bahia Cartagena. Development plan of the port, we continue to go forward before the competent authorities, the adoption of a partial plan which will allow initiate this in the second quarter of 2013 and the development of certain zones, important zones, and logistic activities in 40 hectares that are close next to this port. Finally, the condition of a public port in Comarbadela, which allows the users of such port to have an alternative for the exports of minerals and infrastructure, and conditions with are greatly competitive. Now, the financial results, the purchase is goes down by 23 billion pesos against the 2013. The accumulated EBITDA is 5 billion pesos, and it is a reduction of 10% against the same period last year. That fall is based on the reduction of tons received, like you can see on number 23. This went from 159 in 2012 to 141 in 2013. Therefore, that is because foreign commerce went down. This trend in the purchase is not at the local level, it's not at the national level, because we have a flat export market in total in Colombia. In 2013, external foreign commerce had a reduction of 10.3%. Are very important for Compass. Went down by 8%. The first quarter of 2012, they had imports and exports of 89 89 million tons of cargo on the same. We had 76,000 tons. The loads in Revica and others, and Tolu and the Bicentennial has reduced the volume of cargo. Let's go to the coal results in number 24 and 25. You can see the ups and downs in the coal business at the international level. You can see the strategic that will allow us to find the future of the company with new businesses. There is a project that is within the vision of Grupo Argos about financial results, and the first quarter came to 9 billion pesos, going down by 47% against what was reported for the same period of the year before. The EBITDA was less than 4 billion pesos against the 1 billion 2012. These reductions are generated specifically because of productions problems in the mines. During 2013, we started operation in April, and an exploration plan in March was in 932 million pesos. In number 27, you can see the profile of our corporate debt. On March 31st of 2013, we had the consolidated debt of Grupo Argos was 7 billion pesos. The debt in 2013 was 6.5%. In this amount, it is important to see that the reduction of the cost of the debt is thanks to the issuance of commercial paper and bonds during 2012. Going to number 26, you can see the total cash flow for the house, cash flow for the for Grupo Argos, and when you can see different sectors. It is important to emphasize that this is the combination of mature businesses and structured businesses with new businesses. Even though they are not providing significant amounts, they are important for growth. It is also worth emphasizing that we are growing by 25%, going above 195 billion pesos to 246 billion pesos, and the average, individual average, and all the institutions of our portfolio went up by more than 10% in general. Finally, in number 29, you can see the individual results for Grupo Argos, where we can see that there is a reduction in financial obligations thanks to the amortization of debt by the amount of 183 billion pesos. Before finishing this call, I want to tell you that we are going to continue to work in a positive, with a positive trend to be able to show the better results in the markets. Thank you very much. And now we can start the question and answer session. At this time, I want to remind you that to ask a question, you can press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Star 1 on your telephone keypad to ask questions or comments. If you wish to withdraw your question, use the number key. We will have a pause for a moment to have the list of questions.
The first question comes from Juliana Valencia with Credicorp Capital. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation. We wanted to know a little bit how the execution of CAPEX is going in different line of businesses to 2013. It was our understanding that imports, the CAPEX would be around 40 billion in the real estate, around $200 million, and in the coal business, 22 billion pesos. Thank you so much. Juliana, this is Ricardo Sierra. The execution of CAPES is basically what we have programmed. In the compact business, in ports, in fact, we may finish at the end of the year if we approve several investments. the terminals in Tulu with $11 million, Barranquilla with $5 million, and Cartagena with an amount of $3 million will put us in the amount of $40 million. But we are studying or researching to do some improvements in the port of Agua Dulce, construction in Agua Dulce and Buenaventura, and eventually a more ambitious plan of investment in Barranquilla, in CAPEX. The execution of CAPEX Compass, it's going as scheduled. In Situm, we will have the property business. We are hoping during the first quarter to be able to announce some of the businesses that will be confirmed, which will give us a very good price of CAPEX this year in the construction business of the Centro Comercial Villavicencio. It's 100% in the execution. The budget is doing very well. We hope to be doing the grand opening July or June of next year, the mall. And some acquisitions and businesses that are being scheduled, like we said, we would have it on the second quarter, the amount that would give us the amount. As far as the sector in the exploration, we have very little exploration in the first quarter, million pesos. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to execute. There are some zones in the country that we want to advance and develop, but at this moment, it, as Roberto says, in a re-engineering process. So eventually, at the end of the year, we're hoping that we have a better execution in CAPEX, but for now, it would be too early to say it. Thank you so much, Juliana. Thank you. And we would like to remind you to ask any questions or comments, press star 1 on your key phone pad. Star 1 to ask any questions or make comments. We will pause to gather all the questions. Once again, we would like to remind you to ask any questions or make comments. Press star 1 on your key phone pad. At this moment, we have no questions. Pamela, right now we have a question from the line of Rodrigo Torres with Valor Futuro. Good morning, everyone. I just have one question about the perspective of how the balances are going to improve in the next months. There was a decrease there in the first quarter of the year compared to the same period of last year. When do you expect that this will be rehabilitated and will generate the value in the market that can be shown in the balance? Rodrigo, it is important, and thank you for your question, to clarify that the decrease in the financial statements that we had in the first quarter was basically because of the non-recurring effect of sale of investment of Banco Colombia that we have in Argos in the first quarter of 2012, and the income of a contingent payment of the sale of the mine of Latillo to Vale that we had done 3 years ago, which had generated an extraordinary profit, which affects the base. When you do the exclusion of those amounts and you normalize the balance, you put it in a pro forma, the results are very favorable for Grupo Argos. The income grows 18%. As far as pro forma, the net profit grows 38% in pro forma. So we really are doing very well with our budget investments and the budget of the cash flow and dividends, we had extraordinary news during the first quarter because basically all the investments of the portfolio that we have, the most important in Grupo Tura Empresa, were increases around 10%. And if you look at the investments in Cementos Argo and in Celsia, which are sources, good sources for our cash flow, also grew 10%. So in other words, our flow, net flow dividends, in effect of the new investments that we have, it is an increase in the cash flow of 25%, bringing it to 143 billion pesos this year for 195 compared to 195 last year. So Grupo Argos really has been shown a very good quarter. All the businesses lines are doing very well, and this places us in a good place for what we're expecting for the next 9 months. The biggest challenge is that Compa Situ will be able to consolidate as operational business with structure. We did not mention another subject, which is really important. In Situ and Compax, they conform their boards. We already have organizations, and we're expecting a good dynamic to be able to execute the plans. In Sector, we are restriction to be able to this with the situation with the thermal coal, what are the best options? We're seeing what are the best options for this company. Thank you so much. I would like to add something else. I know that I wanted to see the expectation of how this year is going to close in the EBITDA growth and net profits. We are not disclosing those amounts. So look at the real growth. I think it's doing very well. We should keep a very positive trend, and we expect that we hope that this is what we'll be able to accomplish at the end of the year, 2013. At this moment, it is important to make a comment that we just received the news for the growth of the housing in the United States, and this is the highest amount in the last 7 years, 9.3%. In other words, this is going to be very, the housing price went up in February by 9.3%, and this is the highest percentage in the last 7 years. This is very important for the position that Argos has, Cement Argos, in the southeast of the United States. Perfect. Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Edgar Romero with Davivienda.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity to participate. I had a series of questions. First of all, it's related with the sale of investments. I would like to know what can we expect in the first quarter. There were no sales of portfolio investments. Maybe with what we have, you currently have, you are already comfortable to not continue with sales that are not strategic. That would be the first question. And the second question, it's a little bit related to EBITDA. I would like to know if you at least reinvest in 2013, as far as we saw in the first quarter of this year for EBITDA of the real estate business, which was negative. So if we can at least expect, what can we can expect for 2013, a positive in this segment of the business as well as the coal business. And finally, you had mentioned that Grupo Argos, or it had been mentioned that Grupo Argos will get them out on the market, some of these businesses, if not all. I want to know how that's going and what we can expect as far as that. Thank you so much. Edgar, thank you so much. Let me start with the first questions of the investments. We don't have a plan right at this moment to do any investments aside from the ones that we have, let's say, in the portfolio. We are in a very comfortable position, as you were able to see, for 400 million pesos practically in the first quarter. So we are in a very
good position in investment and sales have been done strategically. When we've had investment projects that merit those investments. Right now, the flow of our businesses, let's say, does not need movement at this time. As far as Evita and Cito, Delta Cito, which is a very important business for us, it has a situation which is also non-recurrent during the first quarter, and it has been during this last month, during the merging, because we haven't been able to do the sales that we've been working with. But I think this is important. I'm going to give you this information for all the analysts that are connected. This year, we expect to have sales close to 80 billion pesos or income, 80 billion pesos in Cito and consolidated Evita, because the real estate business, its part is being registered in Grupo Argos and part in Cito is going to be close to 20 billion in Evita. So we would prefer to give you that guide so you don't feel that the first quarter it's a sample of what the Cito result will be. So it is very good what we have now in closed businesses that we're just doing the formalization of these businesses and the team is working really well. As far as a core, the perspective is not as good due to the disinvestment of the thermic coal prices, and I think we're going to end with Evita close to zero or a little bit negative towards the end of the year. The end effect was that we were not able to operate the mine, which was the main mine of this company, during normal conditions for the first quarter. That's already become normal, and we're expecting during the next 9 months to have a more continuous operation and stable of the in the coal business.
Edgar, about the question that you're asking for the perspective for those companies, listing those companies in the market, and Cito and Satorta and Co., it is true that we've mentioned this sometimes as something that we are looking for in the future, and what this year, next year, we're not seeing it. But it is a goal or an idea that we've had in Grupo Argos that we can think of for a future. Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Juan Sandarriaga with Salbolsa. Good morning. I have a question. Do you have anything for this year or for the short term? The placement of the group? Thank you. Right now, we don't have any plans to have an NL for the company at this point. In the past, we don't have anything, not even at the Grupo Argos level. Before, the Grupo Argos had a problem that we could consider an investment company, and we could not aspire to do that to go into the American market because of the investments of the last 2 years in which the company, the cement company, and the rest of the companies and the rest of the real estate and port companies and coal companies make the business portfolio is a lot more relevant to the portfolio from before. So in the future, we could be, we could aspire to be listed, but in the short term, we are not planning to be listed. And at this time, we don't show any other questions. Do you have any closing comments? Pamela, thank you very much thank all the participants in the conference of today, and we will see you next quarter. Thank you. Ricardo has a comment. I have a comment is that we are planning to have an investment guide to be able to share with you all the details of the real estate business and the current business and the ports and coal business by the end of the third quarter of this year. So we'll send you this so that you can tell the press and we can have this operational new operations for Grupo Argos to give you information on that. Thank you very much. This is the end of the results conference for the first quarter of Grupo Argos. Now you can hang up.